Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting third. The DH, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into left field. McRae picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McRae. Garr moves to third. Bannister moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to home to get Garr. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. There goes Bannister trying to get to home. Otis throws the ball into Porter who tags Bannister who's trying to score from second, for the out. Horta moves to second. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Horta moves to third. Zisk moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Garr reaches second base with a double. Downing moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Downing and he is out, Bannister applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zisk strikes out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Horta moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrios covering, for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Downing hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Garr hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Otis reaches second base with a double. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrios covering, for the out. Otis moves to third. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Patek reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. It's 2 to nothing, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to third. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zisk strikes out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a pop-up for a double play. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Soderholm moves to second. Larry Gura now pitching. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Bird now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Soderholm scores. Downing moves to third. It's 3-2, Royals. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Downing and he is safe. White steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Lamar Johnson. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gamble moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Downing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Lockhock strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Porter and he is out, Patek applying the tag. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Horta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gamble is hit by the pitch. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Laron Lagro now pitching. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHewitt pinch hits for Frank White. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. Porter moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Josie Depp pinch runs for Joe LaHewitt. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.